Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Dina is out. Lopez in with your dirt. Brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up?
All right. So this is kind of strange. Ashton Kutcher had to testify in an alleged serial killer trial. He did this yesterday. The Los Angeles Times was there to check it out. And while he is done, it's due to Ashley Ellerin. She was the one who was murdered in 2001, so it was a while ago.
And she was his ex, right?
She is his ex, yeah. Michael Gargiulo is the one who is on trial. So how he fits in is on the night of the murder, he was stopping by to pick her up for a date. And according to his testimony, he went to the house to pick her up. She didn't answer the door. He looked through the window. He said he thought it was spilled red wine on the floor. And he jiggled the door and then left. Her body was discovered the next day. And he wanted to make sure that he knew that people or they knew why he was there. He reached out to police after he heard about it because he was worried about his fingerprints on the door. But he just figured that she bailed on him for the date that night. So he didn't think anything of it, according to him. So he's not, of course, not a suspect in any way, shape, or form. But he has now testified for this case from the 2001 murder.
Such a serious thing.
Yeah, such a strange thing to be a part of.
DinasDirt.com.
Some good news for Alex Trebek, just 3 months after being diagnosed with a stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, they told him that he's in near remission. He was talking to People Magazine, and he said he cried tears of joy upon hearing the news of that. Now, of course, it's a very low survival rate for what he has. Just 3% of patients with stage 4 pancreatic cancer live for 5 years. So they said they hadn't seen this kind of positive result in their memory. Some of the tumors have already shrunk more than 50%, he said.
Wow.
And he said, I got a lot of love out there headed in my direction, a lot of prayer, and I will never, ever minimize the value of that.
Awesome.
So that's amazing news.
Boop, boop, boop. What is live to 100?
Yeah, right? He should.
For 100.
DinasDirt.com.
Some strange news from Ansel Elgort. He's from Fault in Our Stars and Baby Driver.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, he posted 17 shirtless selfies to Instagram in a matter of minutes. So everyone was very confused. There was no comments, no nothing, no description. Just posted them. They're all at different angles. Just him with the phone, taking all these shots in like a mirror, it looked like. And so people were asking, what is going on? And even some of his friends, like Zoe Kravitz, said, dude, what is happening right now?
Huh.
It might have been just to promote his new movie, The Goldfinch, because a little bit later, he posted a video for the trailer. So maybe
that's a good publicity.
But he didn't take any of them down, but I guess it just got a lot of people's attention to have all these shirtless selfies and then that.
I'm going to take one for the team. I'm going to do it today. I'll do 18.
18 shirtless selfies. Then what are we going to promote after that?
Listening to the show.
Okay, that sounds...
Because we sound much better than we look.
That's
something. People Magazine found Arnold Schwarzenegger rapping on a new song. Pump It Up, the motivation song, is by Austrian singer Andreas Gabalier. He wrote and produced the song. It's very interesting. The whole song is just about how awesome Arnold Schwarzenegger is. And then Arnold raps on it, some of the lyrics. Hey, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, and listen carefully. Dig deep down and ask yourself, what do you want to be? Not what, but who. If you believe, success will come to you.
Yes.
It's very, very... something. It's not the worst song I've ever heard, but
yes.
It's just kind of interesting to see Arnold rapping on there about being, hey, it's uplifting.
Yeah. And
that's all that matters.
He could promote it with some shirtless pics.
Oh,
that's
sure
a guy
can.
That could get away with it,
he
even at his age.
He definitely could. Hey, it's a motivational song, so that's what it does. And that is your Dirt at 640. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time for Dina's Dirt, covered by Lopez this morning, as Dina is out again today. Time for your Dirt, brought to you by by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Make money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, man?
All right, so we told you a little while back, Ariana Grande had to cancel some shows in Tampa and Orlando due to an illness. Well, now we know why. It's allergies. She said, she posted online, "We discovered that I had an unfortunate allergic reaction to tomatoes.
Huh.
My throat pretty much closed up. Still feels like I'm swallowing a cactus, but slowly making progress."
Was this the first time, though, she ever ate tomatoes?
I don't know how that happened.
Was it a specific tomato? Or
oh, maybe. I don't know. Maybe there was something about it. Maybe she hadn't had one in a long time, but she said, "P.S., there is," and this is all caps, "nothing more unfair than an Italian woman developing an allergy to tomatoes in her mid-20s.
Oh, developing, she said.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a newer thing. She must have had them in the past, but maybe it's been a while.
Usually it's the other way around. Usually you have the allergy and it goes away as you get older.
I don't know. That's a new thing. A lot of people get new allergies as they get older.
DinaStirt.com.
Sad. It's sad news. Kit Harington says he's proud of his decision to get help for his issues. We're having an insider tell us that Page Six is reporting that seeing him get help and can help anyone struggling. It's fantastic. There's no shame to all of this. Now, apparently the main reason he did it is that his wife, Rose Leslie, she's been telling him to get help for some time, saying that he's been living a very unhealthy lifestyle, was stressed all the time, and using unhealthy coping tools. So it is good that he is getting this time away, and they say it's going to open him up to get back to acting when he is ready.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, when you're in acting, it's tough to know what casting directors think of you. And the Hollywood Reporter is saying that Tiffany Haddish had a tricky way to find out what they said about her.
Okay.
She said, "I'd put my phone on voice memo, put it in my bag, I'd do the audition, walk out of the room, and leave my bag." She said, "Then I'd come back and be like, oh, I forgot my purse in there."
That's brilliant. But now she's revealed to everybody this.
Well, yeah, but now she's a big star. She might not have to deal with that sort of stuff as much.
Now there'll be like 30 purses in the audition
Everyone's
room.
Everyone's going to be doing that.
Yeah.
I would say some of the things she heard, but some of them are pretty offensive and borderline racist, so I will not repeat them on the air for the sake of everybody.
Thank you.
DinaStirt.com.
And of course, we talked about before Joe Jonas, Sophie Turner having the surprise wedding in Vegas after the Billboard Music Awards, and they were planning on keeping it secret, but then Diplo posted a video of the ceremony online. I guess they were talking to Britain's Capital Breakfast with Roman Kemp, and Joe Jonas said that they had hoped to keep it secret, but said Diplo ruined it because, quote, "he loves his gram more than a 13-year-old.
Huh.
But he said they weren't mad about it. He said, "We just laughed. We loved it. We thought it was ridiculous." So
well,
I
can
guess
always
everything's okay.
Look back and laugh.
I always blame Diplo for that stuff. That is your dirt at 7:40. Well, fresh dirt in an hour at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go with Tina Stern at the 40, Lopez covering. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can make your money work hard so you can play harder with a money market account. Rates as high as 1.5% APY. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up?
Well, there's some controversy around new Elton John's biopic, Rocket Man. The son of Elton John's former music publisher isn't happy with how he's being portrayed. So Stephen James is the son of the legendary British music publisher Dick James, and he's calling Elton a coward in a new interview with Express. I guess Dick passed away in 1986. He's being played by Stephen Graham in the film.
Okay.
But his son is saying that they basically depict my father in the film completely opposite to the way he was in real life. They've turned into this stereotype with a big fat cigar, swearing every other word. He just wasn't like that. He never got aggressive. He never lost his temper. He never swore. He just said he was a nice guy who treated Elton very much as if he were a son.
That's sad, though. Hollywood does that sometimes, though.
Yeah,
you know, they
got to
make a good character out of somebody.
You never, like, these things aren't necessarily 100% true. They're, you know, they're a movie to tell a story, so.
They say based on real life.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, people believe it as if this is the guy, so who knows?
DinaStirt.com.
Jane Fonda was talking about her experience filming the first season of Grace and Frankie on Netflix, and she says it wasn't all fun and games. She said to the Hollywood Reporter that she suffered a nervous breakdown and had to go on therapy on medication because the storyline about her character being abandoned by her husband for somebody else triggered something in her. And she said, "I didn't realize that a character in a comedy could actually trigger something very profound." So luckily she's doing better now, but I guess it really clicked with her and put her into a downward spiral for a little bit.
DinaStirt.com.
Oh, boy. More of the stuff with teen mom Janelle Evans. She's temporarily lost custody of her three young kids. We talked about that yesterday. Mm-hmm. Part of it's due because of her husband, David Eason, creates an abusive environment. Now, TMZ has some video that may be evidence of this behavior. It's supposedly shot last year at their North Carolina home. Baby can be heard in the background, and in the clip, Eason can be seen cursing at the camera operator out and flipping them off as well. Now, we don't know who's behind the camera, whether it's Janelle Evans or not, but he is cursing at whoever is holding the camera. So it's hopefully these kids are in a better place, and hopefully whatever is going on gets better, however it may be.
DinaStirt.com.
And kind of a strange story from Saturday Night Live alum Chris Kattan. He just put out a tell-all book called Baby Don't Hurt Me. And, you know, from the song that was popular with Died at the Roxbury. Page Six looked at the book, and there's some interesting claims in there that producer Lorne Michaels pressured him to have an affair with director Amy Heckerling. So she was supposed to direct A Night at the Roxbury, which was, of course, based on the SNL sketch. And according to Chris Kattan, she was hitting on him. He turned her down. And then he says he got a furious phone call from Lorne Michaels threatening that they would back out of the movie if he didn't, quote, keep Amy happy. So they encouraged him to have this affair with her. And he says that they did, and soon afterwards he lost a bunch of his friends because everyone else knew what was going on. We don't know if it's true. A rep for SNL has denied the claims about Michael, saying this did not happen.
Yeah.
And also, Amy Heckerling did not say anything about it, but her daughter did say something about it and said this is not what happened. They did have the affair, but her daughter is saying that it happened after the movie had started filming. It wasn't a pressure to get her to direct the movie. Don't know exactly how this is all happening or what's going on. We don't know exactly when it started, but it's an interesting, strange little thing happening in his memoir. And that is your Dirt at 840, and we'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.